Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Winter Olympics. I like the Summer Olympics. Winter Olympics could care less.
Yeah, you always say that. It's weird.
But we have an American bobsled team, and they're doing qualifiers right now. And this person named Chris Horn just did something that apparently is absolutely terrifying, and it's only happened a few times in bobsledding history. And you know how when you're in a bobsled, you're in there with four people? There's four people in a bobsled?
I mean, I thought it was three, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Well, apparently they were at this qualifying event for the Olympics or the World Cup event or something for bobsledding. And Chris Horn, I guess, is at the front. And the three other guys that were going to get in didn't. Or they fell out. Or something happened. And
you could fall out?
Apparently. And you had, and this Chris Horn had to do, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, had to do it all on their own, which apparently, I'm like, at first I'm like, well, okay, why is that bad? It's like when you get a, you know, a Splash Mountain ride all to yourself. Oh, look at all this room, you know? But apparently not. Here's audio from it. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second.
Only the 7th World Cup starting four-man for Chris Horn. Oh! And loses 2 men, loses a third, and Chris Horn is on his own. Absolute disaster for the Americans. They can't believe it. Running it all the way down into turn one is always what the American four-man teams have done, and it has its perils. Now, remember I told you when Francesco Friedrich's brakeman didn't get in and he just thought they'd chosen the wrong runners and it was really skiddy? That was a two-man, but this is probably what it looked and felt like. And Chris,
so apparently the reason why this is so bad is, and I didn't know this either, everybody on a bobsled has a job. I didn't know that. I just thought, like, it's for weight purposes, or I don't know.
I think, remember Cool Runnings?
Barely.
Okay, I do think I knew that because of Cool Runnings.
Okay.
Which is how we know anything about bobsledding.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
Like, for the average, I'm not even going to say American, just human in the world.
Right, right.
Most of our education about bobsledding came from Cool Runnings.
Right.
And I do feel like each of them had to be given, like, you do this, and then you pull this lever.
The brake.
When we, and we turn, and yeah.
So that's what they were talking about, is that there's this guy who's at the front who, I guess, steers? I don't know. I don't know what the guy at the front does. You just hang on. It just seems like your sled. The word sled is in there,
right.
You know? But apparently he used to also be a breaker. So he was able to pivot to steer or whatever the guy in the front does and also break at the same time. Now, here's the part that I also didn't know.
Okay.
And it makes this 10 times scarier. He was going 80 miles an hour. Think about that for a second. You're in a tube of ice.
Yeah.
Going 80 miles an hour. No airbags, no seatbelt.
No, I will say this, though. Like, there's not really anything for you to hit.
Ice!
Well, but if you hit ice, it's just going to keep you going on the ice.
Yeah, but I mean, I would imagine if you fall, you could crack your neck or something, or I don't know. Falling at 80 miles an hour, you're going pretty fast.
Well, yeah, but I mean, wouldn't
you? And how do you stop then? Let's say you're on the ice going 80 miles an hour.
That's my question, is how does it stop?
I don't know. Cool Runnings? I don't know.
No, you can't just say Cool Runnings.
Like, I saw that story and I was like, this is an entire world I don't know anything about.
Well, that's most of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's most of the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Except for the big ones.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
But even the big ones.
The only thing you know about dressage is when you like to play it out and be a dancing horse.
Right. Right. But like even
what you're good at.
Thank you. Yeah. Even ones though that like everybody's familiar with, or at least they think they know, like fencing. What are the rules of fencing?
It feels like poke 'em.
Right. But I mean,
don't poke me, I'll poke you.
It looks like they poke each other simultaneously almost all the time.
That's true. It's just
yeah.
I go, you go.
Shot put? Is it literally just I throw the ball as far as I can?
I believe so.
Is that it? There's got to be rules, right? Or
you have to like stay in a circle.
Stay in a circle.
Or
okay.
Something.
All right. I mean, I don't know. When it comes to bobsledding, reading a headline like three guys fall out of bobsled, I'm like, okay. And then you read more about it and you just go, wow, this is a fear that I didn't know that I had until I read this.
What's really wild is the idea that you even can.
You fall out of a bobsled.
Yeah.
Yeah, make the sides
Other
taller.
Than I would have thought that the only way for that to happen is the bobsled flips over.
Right. And then.
But what's his name?
Chris Horn.
Chris Horn.
Or her.
Or thank you.
We don't know.
No. You know what?
It's spelled KRIS.
Well, I think the women are with women and the men are with men.
Yeah.
But did they say that? Was it a woman?
I don't know.
Looking it up?
All right. Look up Chris Horn bobsled.
Okay.
Horn. Comma Cool Runnings. Just to see what comes up.
It's a boy.
It's a boy? Yeah. Okay. Is he attractive? Because that's the other thing. Like, do you need to be an athlete to be a bobsledder?
Oh, yeah. You got to like, yeah, you do.
You do?
Yeah,
you
sure.
You have to condition you your body?
No, he's not attractive.
All right, all right.
I mean, he's not ugly, but he looks kind of like a dork.
Okay. Well, he's into bobsledding.
So he's cool.
No, that's not what I thought.
Oh.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.